It is trade deadline eve, and we are joined right now by our guy, John Wehner. John, how you doing today? Thanks for joining us on the program.
I'll just get the day started. We're doing good.
John, are you out there on the West Coast?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, don't you guys watch?
Last night, John, I don't even need truth here. Yeah, we ain't watching that. John, we count on you to tell us what happened.
All right, well, I'm here. I'm ready. I was excited.
It's 5:37 in the morning.
5:20.
Yeah. yeah, my bad. I forgot.
Funny. You guys, John, are funny. What I was in L.A., it's same thing in L.A. I'm like, well, they did it to me in L.A. I know they're going to do it to me here.
John, were you worried yesterday about like a tsunami coming in? Like, in all seriousness,
no, I was not.
Okay.
No, I was not. I was worried about not waking up for this great show of yours.
All right, John. So Borucki gets called up. He doesn't pitch yesterday. Ashcraft was outstanding again, and he has been in the bullpen. Just wonderful for this team. He goes 3 innings last night. At least that's what the box score tells me. You can confirm if that's actually the truth because, you know, you were there. So, look, we don't know who's going to get moved. I'm guessing that nobody's told you who's going to get moved. But if Borucki's called up, he's not even upgraded to the roster. He was throwing a side session. I think we can all connect some dots. You're going to be losing a bullpen arm. Let's just say they do trade Santana, Bednar, and you've got Ashcraft, you've got Majinski, you've got Mattson, who's been really good. Do you think they could still have a good bullpen going into next year if they subtract a couple of pieces to add to the hitting side of things?
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, I think bullpen arms, you know, there's a lot of turnover. There's a lot of guys that come and go. I'd hate to see it. I'd hate to see Bednar and Santana in particular. Santana has been outstanding and still got some years of control. And Bednar, I mean, I don't think anybody's pitching better out of the bullpen than Bednar the last 2 months. And I think it would break his heart. On top of that, I mean, he obviously loves it in Pittsburgh. There's nothing like playing in your hometown. But, yeah, I think you could still piece. There's a lot of arms here. There's a lot of arms, down in AAA and even below that. You know, I mean, I don't know how many guys could have guys like Dowry Moretta and Colin Holderman. I mean, we got some guys that have done some good things at the big league level that are in AAA. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens there. I'd hate to see those two go back in.
John, if Mitch Keller is traded, do you think it'll be a circumstance where he's only traded if they get a major league bat in return? Do you think that that's the circumstance surrounding Mitch Keller at this point?
I hope so. I mean, that would be the reason to do it. I mean, if you're looking for improvement, and you know, offensively is obviously where the improvement is needed, and you're giving up a quality big league pitcher, you'd hope that you'd get a quality major league bat in return, or somebody that's maybe blocked somewhere that, you know, they're certain is going to hit at the big league level. I mean, this team's a few bats away from being really, really good, and it'll be interesting. Obviously, to get add bats now, maybe in the off season. And I think with Mitch Keller, what he's making now and what he's due to make the next couple of years, if you get a major league bat now, you have money to get another major league bat or two in the off season as well. I think the question there is, you look around baseball, there aren't many very deep teams offensively. And if you're in the playoff race and you're looking for pitching, are you giving up hitting if you don't have a ton of it? I don't know how many teams are loaded with offensive players with extra bats. So that's the question I have there. But I don't want to see prospects that are 2, 3, 4 years away. This team needs to get better soon, especially for next year with the pitching staff we have. And I would really hope that, you know, if Keller goes, it's yeah, for offense, it's going to help us sooner than later.
Totally with you on that. John Wehner joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Leiver Piguero hits an absolute nuke off of Justin Verlander last night. I'm guessing here, but if IKF gets moved, and I think all signs point to that probably happening, you think you get a steady look at him at shortstop, and what do you think he could bring? What do you think he could be?
That's interesting because he's kind of a forgotten guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's still only 24 years old. We saw him at a very young age, and he showed that he had some pop, and, you know, he had his struggles as well. Man, I'm 5:30 in the morning. I'm trying to think of names.
Yeah, you sound Simon, tired, John. Why?
Simon, who we got in the Miami trade. I know he's played a lot of second. I'm not sure about short.
And, you got the guy that you got in the Frazier deal.
Frazier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess you'd want to see what those guys could do as well. But, yeah, Piguero, yeah, he got 24, and he has struggled. And for whatever reason, hasn't gotten much playing time up here. Yeah, you got to find out what you have at that position, you know, outside IKF. So I would assume he's getting traded, and I don't know. I'd love to see a guy get an opportunity to go out there and play. I don't know who that is. Like I said, Simon, the guy they got for Frazier, who I can't think of right now, or Piguero. Yeah, I don't know who that would be. I'm sure they have a plan if they're going to trade him, IKF, that is. And, yeah, we're going to figure that one out.
John, Quinn Priester since May 30th is 9-0 with a 2.60 ERA. Did you see that coming?
You know, I saw talent there with him. Yeah, I didn't know 9-0. I didn't know, especially in Milwaukee, where there's that little ballpark where the ball tends to fly. I didn't see this kind. I thought he'd be a good major league pitcher. I mean, I thought he had a chance to be a good major league pitcher. I didn't think it would happen this fast or be this good. You know, a great kid, got a good fastball with some sink, a couple of good breaking balls. You know, some guys take it. I mean, look how long it took Mitch Keller to figure it out. He really struggled for a couple of years. So sometimes that happens. And when you have a good athlete, Mitch Keller is a great athlete. He figured it out. Quinn Priester is a great athlete. And you know, you just, some guys take a little longer to figure it out. And, boy, he seems like he's figured it out. Every time I look over, you know, the box score, he's throwing up zeros.
John, we appreciate your dedication to making the show better. You have done that this morning. Do you tuck yourself back in, or are you now up for the rest of the day?
Oh, I'm hoping to get to sleep till 8. That would be wonderful. But who knows? I'm not much of a sleeper. Yeah, at least I'm going to try. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to try. You know, I wouldn't have missed this for the world, of course. And I'm just glad we got to spend this time together.
John, if you want to fall asleep, Starkey comes on after us. Why did I do that?
I didn't have.
We love Joe. It was too easy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, well, that's not very nice.
Thank you, Wayne.
Not very nice. But, yeah, we'll talk to you guys later. Appreciate you.
Talk to you next week.
Always.
Appreciate you. You're the man. John Wehner, what a guy. What an oversight. I totally forgot.
So did I.
Probably didn't need to call him.
No.
Oh, well, it was good.
He was up. He was ready to go.